This probably will be the hardest video I ever have to record, because I'm recording it to tell you that from a very young age and for many years I struggled with homosexuality, and it has led to a lifestyle of lies and betrayal. And if I've ever lied to you, anyone that's watching this, then first let me say I'm sorry. And I thought for a long time, if you've seen the other video, I was saved. Thought that when I was 6 years old, I came to accept Christ, but the truth is, there was no change in my life because I was saying one thing and preaching in public, and in the back, I was always lusting and having homosexual thoughts, and it was just these evil actions and thoughts. But then God changed me. He saved me. He made me hate my sin. And for the longest time, I've been scared to death to say anything, because I didn't want people to hate me. I didn't want people to look down on me. As a children's entertainer, I was scared what people would think about that. I've heard the jokes even in the church. I've heard pastors and pastors' wives. And I didn't want to be put down like that. But I stand before, or sit before you today. I'm here to testify to you today that Christ saved me from that. He changed my life. And if He was willing to die for me, how can I not be willing to testify to Him? In 1 Corinthians 6, starting in verse 9, it says, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor those men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." If you think you've been saved and yet you are living in these lifestyles, you are having these things, you have not cried, then you are not saved. Because then the next verse, everyone talks about that, but then it goes on to say, in verse 11, "And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of God." Have you been washed? Have you been sanctified? Have you been cleansed? Have you been freed? I'm not just talking about homosexual lifestyle. I'm talking about any type of this lifestyle of sin like I was in. If you're in that and you're not hating that sin, then you're not loving God and you're not saved. When we come to God, not only does His Spirit come out and we cry out, "Abba, Father," so that we love God, but we hate our sin. And we grow in our hatred of sin day by day, and we cry out for God to deliver us from our sin. I'm not saying He takes it all away immediately. I'm not saying we never sin or that we're ever perfect in this life. I'm saying that continually He continues to sanctify us. He continues to change our hearts. So if you're living in a lifestyle of sin today, I'm begging you, examine yourself. Look to Scripture. Does it describe you when it talks about the Christian? Does it describe who you are? Romans chapter 1. This is why I speak to you today. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, the Jew first and also the Greek. For In it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith. For faith it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. Are you living by faith? Are you living in a righteous lifestyle that glorifies God? Has He changed your life? Has He changed your heart? Has He delivered you from your sin? As I said, I thought I was saved when I was 6 years old, and it was a lie. I prayed some stupid prayer, and it nearly sent me to hell. I beg of you, look to Scripture. Look to the work of God in your life. I'm not asking you to seek other people's advice or approval or go to them or some group for deliverance or whatever. I'm asking you to seek after Christ and Him alone and to make war against your sin. Hate your sin so much that you wake up every day hating it and praying and crying out to God to deliver you until He does. And that you cry at night, that you block yourself away until He has delivered you. You continue to do that. And if it takes 10 or 20 years, you do it. You seek a church that's going to stand beside you in that fight. And you make war on your sin. I hate recording this. If you think I get any pleasure out of this, you're wrong, except for this. I get pleasure out of giving glory to Jesus Christ for setting me free. I rejoice in that and nothing else. I beg of you to listen. Whatever your sin is, cry out to God. Seek Christ. Not only will He forgive it, but He'll wash it away and He will deliver you. Thank you. See, the Bible tells us that we don't just pray a prayer and we don't just believe, that we believe and we repent of our sins. That means we turn away. Now, that doesn't mean that we are not going to sin at all, but it means that we hate our sin. And I didn't hate my sin. You want to know the reason I know that I was an evil man for many years? Look at me. You don't want to know what? This is a body that represents evil. This is a body from the sin of gluttony and slothfulness that I can stand before you. This is evidence of my evilness. Because when I stand before a holy God, if I die, then I stand before a holy and righteous God and I die. This gluttony, this slothfulness, is just as bad as murder. It says if I've broken one commandment, I've broken them all. Because He is so righteous and so holy that none of this other stuff matters. Ladies and gentlemen, I stand before you today praising God that something did happen and something did change. I began to learn the truth.